when they took it off, it went off. Well, you see, and then when we run in there, all of them over him, mm-hmm. naturally, we just thought, well, it's just scared the daylights out of us. Mm-hmm. Well, I couldn't open it. And the next day she was, no, two or three days later, I was over there. I was talking with her. Said, you know, we sure got a scare. And I said, I ain't told mine yet. Mm-hmm. So I decided I'd better go and check. And everything just got right up in here and just stopped. Just an old grouch of hurting right up in here, you know. Mm-hmm. I ain't no use me dragging around here. You know. So I stepped to the doctor's clinic, was just across the street from it. I stepped to that doc. I was out having some trouble. What in the matter with you? Well, I said, I'm going to tell you, I got the daylight scared out of me. I told him when, a day or two before then. Mm-hmm. And I said, I ain't over it. Well, he checked me. Oh, he says, your blood's up just a little. And he said, I'm sure that's from that excitement. He said, your heart's all right. But see, I didn't know what it caused me to have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. He said, your heart's okay. I mean, he said, it's just head knocking just as good as ever. Mm-hmm. And says, you just got excited. Said, that's all it is. And said, that run your blood up a little bit. Says, your blood's up. Not much, he said. Mm-hmm. I walked out of there feeling just as good as I ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. But,
because,
well, you see, I know I was okay. Mm-hmm. I figured I would. He said it would. Anyway. So that's the way of. Now, I read, I went through that was to let you know about this year, taking spells off. Mm-hmm. If you believe I can take a spell off of you and you got on your mind somebody's put one on you. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I said, you have took it off. Well, you were satisfied that day.
It's true.
Now, that's the reason I went through that. We were talking about the, uh-huh. the witching and so on. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got a lady right around here. And there was a man living right down where Cecil's living now. And he knowed she was a witch. Mm-hmm. Told me she was. Mm-hmm. She put a spell on him. Oh, I said, Charlie, do you believe that? He said, I know it. He said, I'll tell you what. He said, I've got the worst bulldog here that ever have been. Mm-hmm. And said, she come walking up that red hill up there and come around him. And said, that cat trotted right up to that dog and walked all on him, and that dog wouldn't even, old black cat, and that dog wouldn't even bother. Mm-hmm. And said, he'd kill every cat that he got a chance of. And said, she come walking in the house after she'd come up that wet hill, muddy hill, and said her shoes was just as clean mm-hmm. as it was the first time she ever put them on. Mm-hmm. And, he says, she come in there and asked me if she didn't want me to, said, don't you want me to pray for you? Said, I told her, well, be all right. He said, she put his hand, she put her hand on my shoulder and says, I couldn't even see her lips moving where she was praying a silent prayer of what, you know. Mm-hmm. And said she stood there a minute, turned and walked out. And I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. He says, and in 5 minutes that I was crazy as hell. Now, that's the word he gave me. Uh-huh. He said, yeah, and he got to telling me who all she'd put spells on. And he went now over here to one of these doctors mm-hmm. that I was just telling you about. And told me, he says, yeah, says somebody's put a spell on you and said they live just across the creek from you. Said it's your closest neighbor.